This past year, we did over 62,000 investigations of child abuse and neglect, and we usually substantiate over 26,000 of those investigations. So we receive a lot of calls. We do a lot of investigations across the Commonwealth, and unfortunately, we substantiate many of those cases. Kentucky right now has 7,400 children in foster care who have been abused or neglected or removed from their homes because their parents could no longer provide for their care, and they're committed to the department as dependent children. But that's a lot of children across the Commonwealth that we are caring for today.
What are some of the signs that educators should pay attention to discover if a child or a student has been abused or neglected?
Well, obviously, there are physical indicators that we would want teachers to be looking for, such as bruises. Maybe a child comes in with a broken arm and or some type of bruising or injury that the account that they provide really doesn't seem to have a reasonable explanation for how the injury was sustained. Another way would just be looking at maybe how the child's dressed. If it's in the middle of the winter and the child came with a short sleeve shirt on and no jacket, those would be things. If the child is having difficulty with a change in behaviors, you would want to ask some questions and try to make assessment as to why the change in behaviors. Children may come to school, have a hard time paying attention. They may be tearful. They may have difficulty staying awake in the classroom. There's just a lot of behavioral changes with children that I think are significant. And the value of this collaboration between us and the school system is that these children spend most of their Monday through Friday, they spend in that classroom with that school personnel. And they get to know these children. They get to know about their families just from information that is shared with maybe a teacher or a guidance counselor along the way.
If a teacher or administrator or a school counselor sees the kind of thing you were just describing and suspects that the child may be the victim of abuse or neglect, what should that educator do? Because after all, this is a very serious issue and they could be wrong. What are you going to counsel them to do if they suspect something like this is going on?
If a teacher or school individual notices something that they feel that has the potential for abuse or neglect, we would ask them to call our 1-800 number, which will allow them to do a verbal one-to-one report to our registry. They are also able to, if in non-emergent situations, utilize the department's new web-based portal, which allows for reporting of child abuse and neglect.
Teresa James is commissioner of the Department of Community-Based Services in the Commonwealth of Kentucky's Cabinet for Health and Family Services. I'm Steve Hirschberg.